The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
You know how sometimes when you order food and you're out with your significant other and you go, hey, do you want some? And they go, no, thanks. And then as soon as it comes, they're like, can I have some of your fries?
Mm-hmm.
Deep down, does anyone think that's okay?
No.
Well, most of us, we love the person we're with or like them or some level of adoration.
I hope so.
I mean, and, I would think, you know, whether tolerate it's them.
Your kids or adults or whomever. So you go, yeah, and you're a sharer like Kelly. But deep inside, you might be thinking, next time, order your own damn fries.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that's what happened here. But this woman did not take it in stride. This Australian woman who's now on trial for trying to run down her boyfriend.
Charlotte Harrison in handcuffs, led away from court. She's accused of causing this serious crash, allegedly sparked by an argument.
Okay, look, you were seeing an SUV that crashed into a tree over a sidewalk. The front end is smashed in. Surprised the airbags didn't go off, at least
like,
I can't see.
Pretty serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a bad accident.
Yeah.
I asked for a chip out of a half chicken and chips salad pack she had.
A chip in Australia is a French fry.
Mm-hmm.
He asked for a French fry.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I thought she was finished. Yeah, I shouldn't have asked for the chip.
The blow-up happened.
Did you hear that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, he goes, I thought she was finished. Oh, I shouldn't have asked for the chip.
Get out, man. Yeah.
That is...
He's blaming himself for her going cuckoo.
He's
food. He's victim-blaming himself.
He didn't think she'd eat.
Oh, that man's abused.
That he thought she was
seriously
done with.
Like, this is not the worst thing that's ever happened to him.
No.
This is just the worst thing that everyone knows about that happened to him.
Happened on busy Melbourne Street in North Adelaide yesterday afternoon. Police called to reports of someone being chased. Matthew Finn had jumped out of the passenger seat and was walking. Police say the driver, 42-year-old Harrison, slammed into oncoming traffic and a power box.
Yeah, there were at least three cars involved.
Wow.
There's two others that she wrecked.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he was like, okay, I'll just get out because this is going horrible after asking for a chip.
Straight into a Toyota
Yaris. His ears are huge.
Oh, they are, yeah.
He has
old man ears.
Hasn't he been through enough?
Yeah, I think the reason he's putting up with this is because she's got a really great body and he's got huge ears.
So. Oh,
she probably sticks a foot in the back of his head and pulls on him.
No, I was going to
like
say
like a rowing machine.
That's no doubt how she walks him around.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just holding on to his ear.
Yeah, could be.
And then, yeah, the poor girl. She'd be shocked for life, that one. That was the worst part.
Allegedly, in an attempt to...
Did you hear him? He kind of slipped up. He said that was the worst one. I mean, the worst part.
Yeah.
This has happened before.
Yeah.
Well, he was saying it was the worst part. It was the other girl who was the victim, who was minding her own business, whose car got totaled.
Yeah, bummer for her, I
guess.
Allegedly...
She didn't even get a fry.
No.
An attempt to run Mr. Finn over.
Yeah, she came straight at me. I just jumped straight over into her. It wasn't much of a jump, but yeah, straight over into a bit of a lane there, and she just impaled the Subaru.
During an application for bail, Harrison claims she had no intention of trying to harm Mr. Finn.
Except for the part where he had to jump out of the way of the car because she tried to run him over.
Maybe she was just pulling close so he could get back in.
Probably.
She just really likes to chase me with her cards. It's a fun thing to do.
I mean, she knew he was really athletic and that he would step out of the way.
Telling the court she was trying to drive to the police station, hit the wrong pedal, and accelerated instead of braking.
Uh-huh.
But the chaos continued this afternoon. Mr. Finn attending court to support her, but instead storming out halfway through the hearing.
Come on, man. Stop it.
Harrison began the hearing with one lawyer, then attempted to represent herself before accepting help from another lawyer.
Oh, boy.
Wow, that all happened in one appearance?
It's all very fast.
So you can start with one lawyer, fire them, say, I'm going to represent myself. See, it's not really going that well. Anyone else in here a lawyer? Come on up.
Yeah, and who's the one that says, I'll take the case?
I'm training. Yeah.
Apply for bail. The magistrates ordered a home detention report. For the time being, she will remain in custody. The magistrates described her allegations against Harrison as extraordinarily serious. She'll find out whether or not that bail app was successful on Friday. Brenton.
Thank you, Beth.
This text. Well, crazy in the head, crazy in the bed. Sign me up.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know she's a wild cat.
Yeah, we know people who have...
Yeah, it seems to hold some water with that saying. Yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.